continue with this kitab with regard to our aqaid. Very, very important that we see that our beliefs are correct. So continue with the beliefs with regard to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The second belief with regard to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is one. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is not in need of anybody. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has not begotten any children, nor was He begotten. There is absolutely no comparison to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the epitome of all perfect qualities. Whatever comes from our small minds and imagination, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is beyond it and supersedes everything. The third belief with regard to Allah Rabbul Izzat, there is nothing similar to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is completely unique. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is no partner. There is none equal to Him in His being, in His attributes, and His actions. Only He, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is worthy of worship. To worship anyone besides Allah Rabbul Izzat is severe rebellion, which is referred to as shirk, polytheism. The fourth belief with regard to Allah Rabbul Izzat is that nothing happens without the will of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Not a single leaf can move without His will. The example of the system of the world is unlike a watch which has been wound, after which the winder has no choice in controlling its movement. But its example is like a person who is physically moving the hands of the clock, and its moving and stopping is entirely in His control. This is how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's system of the world operates. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has not given anyone the choice to carry out His task. As kings appoint people to do their work, the king's representatives are then able to do their work without the consent of the king. Allah Ta'ala is free from this. For example, the angel of death has the duty of extracting lives, but he has no choice until the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala arrives. Similarly, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has sent the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam to guide mankind. But guidance lies only in His control. In short, every affair in Allah Subhanahu wa is in Allah Ta'ala's control. He gives benefit and harm. Also, very important to have belief with regard to Allah Ta'ala is that no witchcraft, no magic, no sangomas and evil spirits of the ancestors can cause one to die or cause harm to anyone. Everything happens only by the permission of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa. Last night another 1 1/4 para was recited in Tarawih Salah, the last quarter of the 4th para and the whole 5th para, which starts with Surah An-Nisa. Ya Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala starts very beautifully, in which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa'a wattaqullaha alladhi tasaaluna bihi wal arham inna Allaha kana 'alaykum raqiba. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala here addresses mankind in general, which is normally not the general norm of the Qur'an Kareem. Generally, Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, those who take heed and listen to the commands of Allah. Ya Allah Ta'ala is addressing mankind in general for us to understand and realize that how did we come into this world. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, just ponder and think, then you realize, ittaqu rabbakum, you have to inculcate taqwa, that is the fear, wa incorporation with the love of your Rabb, that is the one who has created you. It is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who has created the whole of mankind, and see how Allah has created the whole of mankind, min nafsi wahida. From one person Allah Ta'ala has created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah Ta'ala created his spouse Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spread the whole progeny on the face of the earth. So realize Allah Ta'ala has inhabited you here on this earth. Allah Ta'ala has brought you here for a special mission, that is to find and recognize Allah and to please Allah Ta'ala. And this will only be when you recognize that who has brought me into the world, who has given me my partner, and who has given me my parents, my wife. This is, as our Dada Shaykh Abdul Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, that your Layla, remember, Dasta Mawla se mili, Ula se mili, Ula se mili. She has come from the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you realize that Allah has given me this partner. So Allah ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَأَلُونَ بِي وَالْأَرْحَامِ. That all these connections that we have given you, blood relationship, your parents, your wife, your children, Allah ta'ala is going to question you with regard to this. And we should understand and realize that Allah ta'ala is teaching us that the easy way to to be saved from going beyond the limit inculcate taqwa, the love of Allah. That is, learn from the friends of Allah ta'ala how to recognize Allah and appreciate these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala is not going to ask you that, did your wife fulfill your rights? Did your children fulfill your rights? But Allah ta'ala is going to ask you, did you fulfill their rights? The Western system and shaitan system is that forget the rights of everybody else, just claim and demand rights. Allah ta'ala says it doesn't work in the system of Allah ta'ala like that. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us very beautifully that Allah brought Suratul Nisa. Many people, when they hear the word Suratul Nisa, according to their passion and desires, they think, oh, in this surah we're going to learn about women and all interesting things in there. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that your most important need is in a sirata mustaqim. You need to be on the straight path. And we taught you the straight path. The straight path is Zalikal Kitab, this whole Kitab, and how to follow the Kitab, follow the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't follow those people who follow their passion and desires, like the Jews, they worship the cow. Their little brothers, the Hindus also worship the cow, etc. Don't follow in that part. Don't follow in the part of the Christians, the Ali Imran. Instead of recognizing the position of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they made him a god. So don't become like them also. Then don't make your passion and your desire and your desire and your desire and your desires, that is woman and your passion, don't make woman your object of life, your desires. What Allah has given you as halal, appreciate and use it as Allah ta'ala has given you. But if you're going to make woman your desires, you're going to go astray. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us very beautifully. The most important thing, the rule of life, to lead a proper life, we need taqwa, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah made the nizam. We got this month of Ramadan. We got the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we become unmindful and Allah ta'ala says, we're going to question you. And then a person will realize that whatever relations I have, this is this. Then there'll be no concept of this is my in-laws and this is outlaws, etc. We'll all realize that my mother is as honorable to me. My wife's mother is also so honorable. These are all the relations that Allah Ta'ala has granted us, and Allah is going to ask us about regarding this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says automatically, وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. When relations come about, you will have families, etc. Parents will pass away, you'll get orphans. And then take care of these orphans. Don't those who are in charge of these orphans, uncles, etc., they وَلَا تَقُولُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Don't just mix up their wealth with your wealth and you devour it and you think that now I've got opportunity. This father has left a lot of money for this young boy, this young girl. Let me take care of them outwardly, but I can eat up their money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, when you're eating up their money, then you are only eating wujud. You are only eating fire. You are filling up fire in your belly. You're not eating samosas, etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also teaches us that according to the system of Allah, when the need arises, you have got one wife, but you need another spouse. Allah has given permission for four, but Allah ta'ala's system is perfect and complete. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. That although there is permission for four wives, but there is extremely strict conditions. So Allah ta'ala says, if you can't be just and fair, totally just and fair, then stick to one wife. And there will be goodness for you in there. Not today, the world just to fulfill our passion and desires and desires and desires and think marriage is a thing just to fulfill your passion and desires. This is to bring social goodness into society. That is why Allah has brought the surah to teach us how to love a social good life and bring peace and harmony into society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then shows that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributed the inheritors, the heirs that will come about, that when people pass away, now the money that is left behind, Allah Ta'ala has shown that don't become greedy and don't look at the wealth we have distributed and give the shares of each person appropriately and accurately. And Allah, there can be nobody more just and fair than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The way Allah has distributed this inheritance, which unfortunately we don't learn about it, and we make a big error and big fights come about. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, Tilka Hududullah. These are all the limits of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Learn about the limits of Allah and then you will see there is only goodness in there. And whoever follows this, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah will enter him into paradise. In this world he'll have a good life in the year after, and this is the real success. And whoever disobeys the command of Allah and His Messenger and goes beyond the limits in any aspect, in fulfilling the rights of one another, in inheritance, in the orphans, the rights, etc., Allah Ta'ala says for him is a terrible punishment. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala further explains, وَاللَّاتِ يَأْتِينَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ, that the woman folk who get involved in evil, etc., in the early days, the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala was that you should keep them enclosed in a home. And then the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala after that came in Surah An-Nur, that if it is a woman that is married, what is the punishment if she commits zina who is not married? But those people who don't understand Quran e Kareem, the Orientalists and people who want to understand Quran on their own, they say that woman folk who are locked up in their homes, they are evil human, aliyazu billah. Whereas this is not the system of Allah. The system of Allah is that those people who want to be honorable and respectable, they keep their woman in parda. So we should understand Quran Kareem from the ulama-i Rabbaniyin. Then only we will able to get goodness from it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, we are insan, we make mistakes. But Allah has kept this beautiful door open. إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ. That whoever has made a mistake, no matter how big it is, just realize and acknowledge your mistake and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with total repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that how Allah has made the system of nikah, and see that you give the proper mahar to your wives, etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the limits of those women that you can mix with, those you can't mix. That those that are your mahram, you can mix with them, you can see them, but that also within your limits. And those that are not your mahram, that is your sister-in-laws, etc., your cousins, then you're not allowed to even look at them and talk to them unnecessarily. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the system of social life in this world is that you need a partner. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that how to look for a partner. Look for those women that are pure, for salihatu qanitatun hafizatu lil ghaibi bima hafiz Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says don't get involved in illicit relationships and rather control yourself. And remember that you looking for a spouse, then Allah ta'ala said for salihat, look at those women that are pious, and those women that are humble, and those women that protect their chastity, they will protect all the belongings of the men, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that you will get goodness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very beautifully that don't just get involved in mixing your wealth with one another, but if there's proper trade agreement, then see that you make proper agreement. Otherwise all the time there'll be fights and unnecessary arguments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further shows الرِّجَالُ قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ, that Allah Ta'ala has distributed responsibilities. Allah has made certain species stronger than the other. Men, Allah made them more stronger, not that they can rule and overpower the woman, but they can take up more responsibility. Their responsibility is out of the house to go and work and to take care of the woman, and let the woman folk do their chores inside the house to nurture the children, etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will find goodness in society. If you don't follow the system of Allah, as it is happening today in the world, women folk want to be outdoors, men are left without job and they are indoors, and the whole society is going upside down and people are crying of woman abuse, etc. If we come back onto the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the good things will come back. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that how beautiful our deen is. Our deen is complete. Not only your ibadat and you forget about hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow worship. So there are both aspects. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. The first important aspect, the right of Allah. Don't associate any partners with Allah. Then the rights of fellow human being, the rights of others. The most important is وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. See that you are good and very kind to your parents. Then وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى, your relatives, that is your wife and children, the orphans, the poor people. If there's a poor person, see to his needs. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ, and your neighbor, that is your relative also. He's got two rights upon you. One is your neighbor, he's your relative also. So وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ, and that neighbor that is close to you. See the rights of your neighbors, whether it's Muslims or not. وَالصَّائِبِ بِالْجَمْ, and a person who that is on your side. In other words, this has got lot of meaning, that a person who is on your side, your wife generally is on your side. When you go to bed, she's next to you, you're sitting next to her. So see that way, as far as your cleanliness, your hygiene, you don't cause a harm. That you don't go to bed and your mouth has got a bad odor and she can't take it whole night. Similarly, the wife also. Similarly, if you are traveling also, the person sitting next to you, see that you don't cause him harm in any way. In the masjid, in the majalis, the person who is next to you, he's the sahib will jump. Don't use such so wide and you give him the cleave. But be conscious about all this. Wabni sabil, the musafir. If you see a person in your town, he's got some difficulty, then assist him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all these people who recognize the commands of Allah, they will appreciate. And those who don't, they are proud and arrogant people. Allah doesn't like these people. And what is their quality? الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْ, that they are very stingy to spend in the path of Allah, and they command others also to be stingy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and another quality of theirs is, even if they spend, رِعَى النَّاسَ, that people must see that we have spent so much, and they don't believe in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that obey the commands of Allah, spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the rizq that Allah has given you, and Allah will not oppress His servants in the least, but rather whatever good you do, you da'ifa, Allah will double it and increase it according to your intention. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further shows what regard to the aspect of salah, how important, how necessary is it, and how we should come to salah, what proper focus. Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. In the early days, liquor was still not made totally haram. Certain sahaba radiallahu ta'ala used to come to salah slightly intoxicated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is not how you should come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala gradually made their minds and realize how evil is there. On the other hand, Allahu Akbar, Allah ta'ala showed the easier system, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked on their iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed them the value of salah, that how important it is. So if your salah is so important, then you will not be able to attend salah if you're in that condition, then how bad is that thing? So from this also we learn, rather teach people the good, and this we will learn from the learned pious scholars, that if you sit in their company, they will teach us what is good. Then you will realize that those things that keep me away from salah, keep me away from goodness, intoxicants, alcohol, gambling, all just how terrible it is and how I should stay far away from that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how important is salah, that even if you are on safar etc., that see, that even if you have no water to make wuzu, there's no excuse, make tayammum etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that give everybody their due right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says don't mix with the non-Muslims, and otherwise you will get their type of habits and characters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when you're doing all this, inculcating taqwa, now don't have this attitude, alam tara ilal ladheena yuzakkuna anfusahum, those people who think that I am very pious, I'm very pure, look at those people. Allah ta'ala says no, it is only Allah that will purify your heart. So brag Allah ta'ala and follow the system of Allah, that is go to the men of Allah, the mashayikh, and make our tazkiyah from there. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains further that don't have these evil qualities, that of jealousy, etc. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has distributed, that is the system of Allah. Appreciate what you have got and don't be greedy what others have got. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever we have given you, your life, etc. Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addul amanati ila ahliha. These are all the trust of Allah. Your life is also a trust. Your health, your wealth, your children, even your own honor and respect. Don't do such things that will bring you to dishonor. These are all the amanat, the trust of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala is going to question you about it and see that you are fair and just in every matter of yours. Then in all this, atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul, that obey the commands of Allah and obey the commands of the Messenger of Allah, wa ulil amr. There's a lot of detailed explanation with regard to ulil amr, but generally it is referring to the ulama-i rabbaniyin. In other words, turn to the real proper ulama-i kiram for all your matters, and they will teach you. If you have any arguments, turn to them. They will teach you how to solve your matters very easily according to the Quran-i Kareem. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, that whatever matter is being, there's a dispute, then follow the system of Islam. That is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu wa sallam has taught you. And when doing all this, realize we are extremely weak. We are going to falter. So make tawbah, make istighfar, beg Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. And when we go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu wa sallam, ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also to beg Allah for forgiveness on our behalf. Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like those people that they don't want to follow the commands according to the system of Allah. When Allah Ta'ala says that they are eager to just worry of their own wealth, their property. In the time of Makkah Sharif, they were going through difficulties. They said, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell Allah Ta'ala to make jihad for us. These people are causing us harm. Allah Ta'ala says, kufu aydiyakum. That what hold yourself. First make your Islam, waqimu salah wa atu zakah, establish namaz, etc. And then when in the time of Medina Sharif life, when jihad became farz, then instead of going out in jihad, they started saying that they started fearing the enemy more than they fear Allah. And they said, oh Allah, now why jihad is farz upon us? Now we are sitting fine. Allah Ta'ala teaches us that the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above everything. So don't make claims that if jihad becomes farz upon me, I will do this. If I was living in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I should have been like this. To make claims is very easy, but remember, to obey Allah's command, it's not easy. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, first make your tazkiyah, that purify your heart from all these evil qualities, and then realize that it is not by going in jihad that your life will be taken, or it is not anything that takes your life. So much so that even if you go into a strong force, وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجِ مُشَيِّدًا, and you think your life cannot be taken, Allah Ta'ala takes your life on its appropriate time. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu told the world, he was passing away on his bed, he said, I tell the cowards of the world, 60 times I went in jihad to get martyred, but here Allah Ta'ala is taking my life at my bedside. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ يُتِي رَسُولُ فَقَدْ أَطَى اللَّهُ. Whoever obeys the command of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is like he's obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ponder over the Quran-i Kareem and see all the benefits. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be ready to give your life for the pleasure of Allah. And fighting for jihad and giving your life is not for property or for spoils of war. It is to establish peace and justice. And in doing this, لَا تُكَلَّفْ إِلَّا نَفْسَكَ وَحَرِّدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That don't force others. You in any good, you do it yourself and then I encourage others. Not you encourage others and you forget yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and be good and assist one another in doing good. And if you want to intercede on any person's behalf, intercede in goodness, not in evil and not in wrong things. And bring salam alive in our lives, and this will bring goodness in society. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize the great benefits of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how much goodness there is for us if we adopt it.
بسم الرحمن الرحيم عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبركم بخير أعمالكم وأزكاها عند مليككم وأرفعها لدرجاتكم وخير لكم من إعطاء الذهب والورق وخير لكم من أن تلقوا عدوكم فتضربوا رقابهم ويضربوا رقابكم ذكر الله عز وجل رواه أحمد. Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu se riwayat hai ke Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya کیا میں تمہیں تمہارا وہ عمل نہ بتا دوں جو سب سے بہتر ہے اور تمہارے مالک کی نظر میں سب سے زیادہ پاکیزہ ہے اور تمہارے درجات کو بہت بلند کرنے والا ہے اور سونا چاندی کی سرقہ سے بھی زیادہ بہتر ہے اور اس سے بھی بہتر ہے کہ تم دشمن سے ٹکر لو اور ان کے سر قلم کرو اور وہ تمہاری گردنیں اڑائے. صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ عنہم نے عرض کیا، اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، کیوں نہیں، ایسا اونچا عمل ضرور ارشاد فرمائیے. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا، وہ اللہ کا ذکر ہے. حضرت ابو دردہ رضی اللہ عنہ رپورٹ that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, shall I not inform you of an action which is the best of all deeds, constitutes the best act of piety in the eyes of your Lord, will elevate your status in the year after and carries more virtue than the spending of gold and silver for the pleasure of Allah jalla jalaluhu, or taking part in jihad and slaying or being slain in the path of Allah jalla jalaluhu. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum begged to be informed of such an act. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is the dhikr of Almighty Allah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni azkurkum ana jalisu man dhakarani. دل میرا ہو جا ایک میدان ہوں، تم ہی تو ہو، تم ہی تو ہو، تم ہی تو. اور میں نے تن میں بجایا بغل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل. غیر سے بالکل یوں تجائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدل. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو، بد کرداروں نہ معصیہ. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر، ورد زبائے میرے الہ. کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی، جن و انس و حور ملائکہ، عرص و کرسی، چرخ و زمین، کون و مکہ میں لائک سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین. کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں. اب تو رہے مستان میں آخر، ورد زبا اے میرے الہ.
كسرى با ذكر بنا دي ذكر تيرا اي ميري خدا نكل ميري هربون موسي ذكر تيرا اي ميري خدا امي تو كمي چوري بنا چوتي ذكر تيرا اي ميري خدا حلق سنك لساس كي بدل ذكر تيرا اي ميري خدا اب تو رہے بس ٹانڈوں میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ دم تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس ٹان میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ تابد جانا چنی می بایدم اللہ نن جلالو تعالی شانو اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی نام لیتے ہی نشا سا چھا گیا ذکر میں تاثیر دور جام ہے کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.